Blog Talk Radio.
I'm waiting on my way. Fly away.
I don't see you little niggas when I ride by. Through my watch in the sky, that's how time flies. Days of our life, daily passing by. Trying to make a meal for my family before a nigga die. So when I'm gone, don't shed a tear. I'ma be alright, I can see heaven clear. I can feel death lurking, but I ain't ready yet. Shook hands with Satan, yeah, bitch, yeah, we already met. Sat at the table talking business, politicking, then he vanished when I said that the Lord is my witness. Protected by God, angels that keep me lifted. I'm so special in so many ways, I'm gifted. True shit, spit shit, you can't comprehend. To save our angel, I will give up my right hand. I'm so above the game right now that I might land. A fool will fall for anything if you can't stand.
On my way, on my way, I can hear the angels calling.
Building, because there are so many people behind this Blog Talk
some that you don't even see, some that you don't even know. And so I want to particularly pay homage to those who are behind. Sister Marilyn is on the phone calling me right now, so I don't know if you still have her number, Caesar, but if you can get her on, because she is essential to our blog talk show as well. So see if we can get her on. And while we're waiting on that, I would like to introduce to the family again Brother Rakeem Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Wa alaikum salam, sister. How are you doing, sister?
I'm blessed, and I really wanted to start this show with you because, of course, Brother Rakeem, this show is really in honor of you, because without you, there would be no nation building. And I'm not going to get mushy on you, but I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to tell everybody the story. I was actually put into the nation building group by West Regional Student Minister Tony Muhammad, who thought that maybe I had something to offer to the group. And lo and behold, of course, Brother Rakeem, being who he is, embraced the sister, and we just had so much in common. And then the more time went along, we had more and more in common. And Brother Rakeem, you know, you my twin soul, so this is like my brother for real. I mean, he's as close to me as any other brother that I have, you know, biologically or whatever. And through that journey, you know, we are just so much alike that it's really almost scary. And,
yes, it is.
yeah, it is. And so,
I want to say this real quick, just to get you. Caesar, we do have the Queen Marilyn on the line, so you don't even have to worry about trying to give her a call. She is here.
Thank you. I appreciate that, man.
Yes, sir. Welcome, Sister Marilyn.
Well, like us alone.
Welcome home, Queen.
Yes, ma'am.
It has been a long time. I ain't gonna talk about you though. But we have totally missed you. But right now we talking about Brother Rakeem, and so I just want to tell you, Brother Rakeem, it's been a few months for me, but it feel like it's been longer than that. And when I say this is a family reunion, I really mean that this is a family reunion, because y'all have embraced me and loved me like family. I'm not gonna tell the secrets, but we have all, believe it or not, been through hell and high water together.
Exactly.
And at the end of the day, we come out still loving each other. We get mad at each other. We fuss. We you know, we have differences, but we love one another, and it's a genuine love. So, Brother Rakeem, I want to start off with you, and I know that Nation Building is a spinoff from your one of your groups called the God Squad. So why don't you tell us about how you, and I know Sister Marilyn is your co-founder, how you actually started Nation Building, and what was your vision when you started it?
Well, like you said, it started off from the God Squad. The God Squad originally was a group that I had founded to actually combat a whole lot of problems that we were having in communities, and also to combat problems that we may have had with the Nation of Islam, more so like a secret police organization inside the Nation of Islam. So I say, if you understand what I'm saying, we were going to, you know, do whatever we could to bring, you know, enforce the laws in the Nation of Islam, because we do have some people that are still what I call Negroes, that don't really care about the teachings, but they want to be called Muslims. So we, you know, I just, you know, and I also felt that the military, you know, the FOI the presence of being a strong militancy presence should have been, you know, should be shown, shall I say, because we are militant. We are the military division of the Nation of Islam. So I wanted to show the public that, you know, you don't have to watch a Malcolm X movie or watch something on television to see strong militant brothers inside the Nation of Islam that will kick your rump and protect the sisters and protect the community. And so I had a few members in that group, and, you know, you got so many people that were scared to be a part of that group because, as you know, Brother Rakim is very militant. I say what I want to say. And Caesar, I want to say this before I go on. We got Brother Jamil. Brother Jamil, if you listen, you press 1 or whatever. I want Brother Jamil a part of the show as well. Brother Jamil Muhammad.
Can you hear me now, brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam, Sister Gidget, Sister Marilyn, my brother Caesar, and of course the founder, Brother Rakim. I really appreciate you all inviting me back to the family reunion. I wouldn't be anywhere else in the world but right here tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Well, we are glad to have you on, sir. Good to hear your voice.
Praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. That's what my big. That's one of my big brothers for real. I couldn't go on with the show without this brother. But, you know, it was originally founded as a militant group. And my best friend in the whole world, Sister Marilyn, she was part of the group. As a matter of fact, she remained a part of the group. But Sister Marilyn, she's that mother nurturing person. She ain't going to say, I'm going to kick your ass. You know what I'm saying? You really have to get next to Sister Marilyn for her to say anything like that. You know what I'm saying? You really got to tee off. And when she say, oh, really, it's over with. but I will say this, to go and answer your question, Sister Gidget, you know, Sister Marilyn and a few MGT were part of this group, and a few 5 percenters as well were part of the group, because I was a 5 percenter myself at one time. I'm still a 5 percenter, but I'm under the leadership of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, the holy, our dear holy apostle. So therefore, I'm still a 5 percenter. But, you know, Sister Marilyn started, you know, she tried to start a group. Actually, she started a group, and she was like, you know, she was asking me questions on how to start a group or how to, you know, edit a group and this and that, whatever. And I was like, Sister Marilyn, I said, don't even worry about starting no group. I said, don't worry about starting no group. You got a group. You got a group already. I said, you my co-founder. You know, we got our own group. And at that point, I said, okay, it's not going to be God Squad no more. So Sister Marilyn, she stayed up all night. And she came up with a name. I had like probably 39 members in God Squad. And I probably had about 4 active members in God Squad. And so, you know, she stayed up all night. She came up with a name. And when I woke up the next morning, I actually went to sleep that night because your brother Rakim does not sleep really. And so I woke up the next, that's one morning I woke up and I went to sleep that night, woke up the next morning. And there was like 264 members in the group. And here was Sister Marilyn already had the name of the group. And we already had members in the group, and they're posting everything. I'm waking up like, what the hell? I mean, it was like I woke up from a dream and still in a dream. You know, I was like, wow, this is wonderful. And Sister Marilyn stayed up all night. Everybody who knows Sister Marilyn's a vampire. She stays up all night long. And so this sister was busy. So like the most honorable Elijah Muhammad said, The woman is 75% of the work. So Sister Marilyn proved that to be an actual fact, because while I was asleep, this sister was on post. She was doing her job. When I woke up, it was nation building. That's why I can never say that I cannot take the full credit for founding nation building. I cannot leave Sister Marilyn out of the equation at all. And when she was saying, Brother Rakim, you're the founder, I said, no, Sister Marilyn, I can't say I'm the founder. I can say I'm the founder, but I didn't find it by myself. So, Sister Marilyn, you would have to be the co-founder, because there is no way in the world I could have done this without you, and I thank Allah for you, Sister Marilyn. I will say that right now while we on the air. I thank Almighty God, Allah for you, Sister Marilyn, because without you, there would not be no nation building. With me, there'd probably be a God squad somewhere with a few members in jail.
Right. And so, Sister Marilyn, what inspired you to name it nation building?
Well, you know, like, you know, when we was going through the changes, and like I was telling, you know, Brother Rakim, I said, you know, we should, you know, go ahead and you know, do something as far as, you know, based on family, community, and marriages, because, you know, we have so many things that, you know, in this society that's going on, and, you know, especially the uplifting, you know, of, you know, black people. And so my whole thing is, because, you know, a lot of people, quote, unquote, they used to call me, like, the love doctor. So, you know, if you notice, like, on a lot of my posts, you know, I usually, you know, talk about relationship and love. So, I, you know, so that's why I added, you know, marriage to the equation. So just everything, you know, combined into one. And, you know, that consists of a nation, because, you know, you can't build a nation if you don't have a strong family. And you can't build a nation if you don't have a strong community. And that goes with marriage, too. So all that, you know, I told Brother Rakim, I said, you know, I'm going to get this, you know, get this thing going. And like he said, you know, earlier, you know, I stayed up, you know, all night, because I was determined to do this. And
She was so excited.
Yeah,
I mean, sister, I'm telling you, you would have thought this sister was on crack. You would have thought she was on, what was it, crack, no dose, coffee. I mean, this anything that would make you stay up, this sister was up, seriously. I mean, this sister did not sleep. She stayed in front of that computer recruiting all night long, up until the wee hours of the morning. This sister was on it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
And if any of us, any the members recall, all of those beautiful graphic arts were actually done by Sister Marilyn.
Oh, yes.
And, I remember all the posters and everything. She's so creative, and she is the mother hen of the group, y'all. She pampers everybody. She's everybody,
yes, she
mommy.
Does.
And, you know, if you need a soft touch, a hug, you go to Sister Marilyn. You need somebody to get beat up, you got to come see me, Brother Rakim.
That's right.
Somebody call my name.
I just want to add in, you know, this is funny because the characterizations that you are giving are very, very true. Sister Marilyn, I've known her for a number of years, and she has always been the kind of kind and calm personality that she'll just call you out of the blue and ask you, now, brother, what did you eat for dinner last night? And are you watching your carbs, brother? And are you having too much sodium, brother? And you can't even tell her a lie. She may be 800 miles away, but you got to tell her the truth. You got to tell her. Yeah, I had an Italian ice last night. It was extra pistachio and strawberry lemon and terrible. And she'll make you tell her the truth. And she's very sweet about it. But I believe that Sister Marilyn, I agree with Brother Rakim and Sister Gidget, is that Sister Marilyn is one of those persons who is a multifaceted genius. She has the graphic skills, she has the relationship piece, she's a professional and entrepreneur, and because she's able to relate to so many people on so many different levels, she's a natural person for Brother Rakim to go to expand both the scope and the attractiveness of the group. Then you go to Sister Gidget because you need a rock-solid personality, a personality is a Muslim. No, I mean this, and I've had a chance to observe it very objectively, but Sister Gidget is the kind of a person who will, whether you even protest against it, she will still give you the shirt off of her back, and she'll make sure that you don't make a big deal out of it, and if you tell anybody she gave you a button, she'll come and get in your chest about it. She is a Muslim in her character. And I know that. Don't ask me how I know that. And I know that's the key truth. Brother Rakim, my dear brother, who is in his own description a militant, who is in his own description a person who wanted to see the laws of Islam enforced in the circles where we congregate and protect the believers, protect the nation, protect the sisters. And just like many other young and very zealous brothers, he's the kind of a person who you ought to say to him, now, Rakim, can we really say that? Let's just think about how you just articulate that. And then he'll say, you know, you're right, big brother. I got to say that a little different. But I still mean the same thing, damn it. I still mean the same thing. You got to calm down the way you say it, you know what I mean? Because there's a way that each of us is helping the rest of us to develop. And I just thank Allah, Brother Caesar, for all of your guests tonight, because as we gather around the backyard fence, you know, we were in the month of Ramadan just recently, and we completed Ramadan, and I wish all the Muslims an Eid Mubarak and an Eid Kareem. But I want to say that we were in the month of Ramadan, and one of the great features of the month of Ramadan is that we have a prayer tsunami line in the morning, of course, you know, with Sister Nisa and Brother Akbar and Brother Jalil and Brother Anthony. And then, of course, after that, some of the cities break out into Quran reading teleconferences. And much of that, Brother Rakim, is inspired by what you do here at Blog Talk Radio and what you do on Facebook. You really don't know, Sister Marilyn, Sister Gidget, how important what you do is to believers around the country. So in St. Louis, our dear beloved Brother Donald Muhammad, the St. Louis representative of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, our dear sister, the very, very professional and adept Sister Joanne Muhammad, is the hostess every day, and that was created by Sister Zeddy Muhammad there in St. Louis. They made that Quran line whistle and hum and sing and grow, and the believers were involved in it. Why? Because of, in large part, the existence of groups like ours. Here, every day, unassuming and unheralded and largely unsung, but growing on a daily basis in the Internet community to make truth to what we discuss and what we talk about and how we talk about it. So I'm very honored to be here. I said my piece, and I'm going to lay back and listen to these funny stories, because when they get to talking, and listener, you might want to dial the number now, so you don't lose out on your opportunity to ask a question or say your piece, but you want to call 646-716-5971. Go into the queue, but you're here at the Nation Building Family Reunion Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Caesar Black. So I'm going to step back and let y'all have it, but boy, this ought to be a good show tonight.
Well, you know, I don't know why Brother Jamil going to get on here and act like he going to get away, talking about he finna step back as if we not going to talk about Brother Jamil, right?
Right, y'all. I got another one for you. Sister Gidget, check this out. Before we go any further, we got Brother Rasul Muhammad on the phone.
I don't know who Rasul is, but I know who D9 is.
Go ahead, listen. D9.
D9.
Hey.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother D9, Rasul Muhammad.
Did he push mute on this one? Brother Rasul. They call him D-Nice.
They call me D-Nice. Okay, well, we're going to catch up with Brother Rasul in a minute, but we're going to talk about Brother Jamil for a minute because, you know, just as Sister Marilyn was the mother hen, we also had a rooster in the house, which, of course, was Brother Jamil, who was what I call the supreme wisdom of nation building, who would always give a point of correction with love, and, you know, he would come from the Quran, and if he had to come from the street, he'd dress that up and make that look pretty too. And of course, we cannot forget the laugh and the music. I mean, we had jam sessions like no other. And so, Brother Jamil, you know, we really appreciate the standard that you set for nation building, because had it not been for you setting the standard and setting the tone of how the brothers actually come in and deal with the sisters, and, you know, nobody can correct you like Brother Jamil, because he do it so smooth, you know. But that's that Yankee thing they got going on up there, that Cincinnati and that East Coast thing that they got going on. You know, they so smooth with it that you don't know you being cursed out. Brother Jamil cleans it up so, but we thank you for the structure that you provided, and of course the wisdoms and the lessons learned, and you know, and keeping the brothers on point, and just really providing that atmosphere of love and unity and respect that nation building actually has, because had it not been for you and setting the tone, and we remember, we ain't gonna call their name, but we remember we had a group of folk up in there that was just really, really causing chaos and really messing up the atmosphere, and Brother Jamil always set the tone. So, you know, we appreciate that and kept us in line with his supreme wisdom, as I call it. So, do we have Brother Rasul on the phone yet?
Yes, ma'am. He is on. He has tried again.
Sister Gidget, I got to tell you, they call him D9. They call him D9.
Yeah, but we gonna talk about that name, because I know when D9 wasn't so nice.
But, you know, the funny thing, when you talk about what's nice and how this group of founders gel together, let me just say, I was probably the last one to come on board, because Sister Marilyn told me to be a moderator and told me what I was going to do. And she said, "All right, brother, okay, assalamu alaikum." You know how she does.
I think I'm the youngest of the bunch. Mm-hmm. I'm the youngest in the group. I was the last one.
Yeah, but I tell you, Sister Gidget, this is a true fact, that when you talk about, I can't accept credit for things that I didn't do. And really, Minister Farrakhan told me, wherever I go, where there are believers, to try and watch out for them, to try and make sure that there are always some guardians and some constraints on the way that we handle each other, because civilization, our gradual rise into the people of God has to be what we're about. So every time we speak to one another, the courtesy, the kindness, that is a demand that we have to make on one another. And we command it here in nation building. You notice that people don't come to nation building with a lot of foolishness anymore. They may have tried to come in our atmosphere.
Oh, they've tried.
But just like the atmosphere of the earth, the atmosphere of the earth doesn't threaten bodies that are floating about in space. But if those bodies ever make the cosmic mistake of thinking that they will hurtle toward the earth, the atmosphere itself that surrounds the earth and nourishes it with life and oxygen will burn that foreign body to pieces before it can ever get to the surface of the earth and damage the occupants of our planet. So it is with nation builders. These brothers and sisters that you're talking with, they set an atmosphere, and that atmosphere burns up foolishness, it burns up hypocrisy, it burns up illegal intent to do slickeration, scandalosity, to do those kinds of things that are no good in this. Yeah, I make up my own words, I did it. But those are the people.
I love that word, slickeration.
Slickeration, scandalosity, and no giddishness. And see, people come here to do those kind of things, and they get burnt up. So I'm happy that wherever we are on the planet, we're getting a chance tonight by the miracle of Blog Talk Radio to hear the Caesar Black Show. And what Caesar Black is putting on tonight, as a nation-building family reunion radio show is a real
Okay, I got to correct
show.
You before he get mad. It's DJ Black Caesar. He said he paid a lot of money for that name, and he just want to say it right.
Yeah, cause
DJ Black Caesar.
If we don't say it right, it's going to be hell up in Harlem. Okay?
Remember something, Sister Gidget? Brother Jamil, by his own admission, said that he makes up stuff. I mean, he comes up with names and phrases, and you know how Brother Jamil do it.
I know, but I know how Brother Caesar act when you mess up his name. He don't care about nothing else you say about him, but say it right.
All right, I got it.
Okay. Where's Brother Rasul?
Is there any way could we try to get Brother Rasul on? He's trying to get through.
Okay, Caesar, do you see him in queue?
I don't know what his area code is.
It's a 314 number.
314.
Okay. Got it. He's on.
I'm on here. Can you hear me?
Brother Derek.
Loud and clear, sir.
I'm on here. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, now.
How you doing?
I'm doing good by the grace of Allah. How's everybody doing? I've been listening the whole time. I've been saying, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna tell you the truth.
Uh-oh.
I don't know that much about this brother right here, but that's my brother. You know, he's an alpha, so that's my brother. You know, he's a fruit and he's an alpha, so he got double brotherhood membership with me. However, he is the quietest, the most, inconspicuous one. But I noticed that every time somebody miss a step in nation building, Brother Derek comes out of nowhere. He's like, I can't even describe a superhero. Yeah, he like Superman. You know, he watching from on high, and he swoop down on you as soon as you miss a step. And I'd be like, golly, how did Brother Derek even know that was going on? Because we don't hear from him that much. But Brother Derek, tell us something about yourself, because you're not just an administrator in nation building, but, you know, tell us something about you that a lot of us don't know, because a lot of us just don't know.
Well, first of all, you know, I'm from St. Louis. I had the brother just mentioned, Brother John Muhammad. My man right there, my big brother. I came in back in 1990. I was blessed to meet Sister Marilyn, about 3 years ago. And, you know, we used to talk about different ideas and, you know, different things. And she came, she was telling me about my brother Rakim at the time, you know, before nation building came into fruition. And I was like, hey, you know, that sounds like a good thing. You know, that sounds like a big thing. You know, I think you should push that. And I was encouraging her and pushing her all the time. Marilyn, I think you should go ahead and push that. I think that's a good thing. I think it's going to benefit the nation. I think it's going to bring a lot of our family together, you know. And I got the chance to meet Brother Rakim a little later, you know, just a little bit later. And, I the first thing I noticed was that brother's energy. Man, that dude got so much energy, he could light up a city, you know what I mean?
Right?
That's my little brother right there, you know. Sister Gidget, you know, that's big sister right there, you know. I got a chance to meet her on here. And, you know, we clicked on, we locked in, you know, we bumped heads a couple times, you know, so she gets, you know, she's going to have it her way, you know, and I run to Sister Mary crying about it. Look, you know, Sister Gidget, you know, she tripping, man, somehow we all managed to gel together. I was just trying to grab a look earlier. You know, just mentioning that, you know how we all came together, how everything kind of gelled together. You know, we made it work. You know, now we're like one big family, you know. Well, me, myself, not mm-hmm. been as active in nation building. You know, some of my co-administrators know. Another person that I've been pushing the city. I've been on like a tour, a little, you know, city tour, promoting my CD and my music. But, you know, I've been saying for such basis, you know, every now and then it's much possible to let them know, hey, I'm still here, I'm bumping in, you know, where I can get in. I took up one of the jobs in India as a DJ. Now we got my brother, DJ Black Feezy, you know, he's
tipping. Yeah, we gonna get the season in a minute. He ain't escaping either. He's not gonna escape either.
Oh no, he ain't escaping.
Not at all. I just want to say that, you know, nation building, you know, is a very strong infrastructure. You know, to watch it come from, you know, where it began, even from the thought process, you know, and to seeing, you know, how we've progressed over the, you know, the past year. And to see the growth, the witness of growth, you know, for something that came from a thought, you know, is just truly amazing to me. And I love my NB family, you know, they're a big part of my life. You know, I can always call any one of my family members there, you know, and talk to them about anything that's going on in my life, be it personal, you know, or business. You know, I can always count on them to be there for me. So I just want to let y'all know I love you so much. I love the whole NB nation building group. Organization, and I just love being a part of it. I just want to say thank you all for having me.
Oh, thank you, Brother Derek. Now, you're talking about a protector of the MGT. Brother Derek is a brother that's going to hold it down no matter what. And when he get ready to let loose on you, he going to cut you up so bad and you ain't got no choice but to bleed out. So... Thank you, Brother Derek, for being that stand-up FOI for all of us. Thank you.
Sister Gidget, I'm going to say something. Y'all see how this, you see, y'all hear how sweet the brother sound, how smooth he sound, Brother Derek. Y'all hear that, don't you?
That's because he's a singer, and if his toe wasn't hurt, I'll make him sing tonight, but since his toe hurt, I'm going to let him make it.
take this out.
You know the beautiful thing. Can y'all hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
You know the beautiful thing is about Derek and I about Rasul. I never had heard the phrase before until he used it. And I don't know if it was you, Rakim, or him. But I said, man, ain't nothing like these nation building believers. Somebody said, now if they mess around and insult the MGT, I'm gonna stomp both their ears together.
I told you, the brother sounds so nice and everything, but Brother Derek, don't elf with Brother Derek. I'm serious. Don't elf with the MGT. I did say elf. I didn't say the word. I didn't say the word.
He meant fool.
I didn't say the word.
He meant fool.
He meant don't fool with the MGT, right.
Yeah, because, you know, I was thinking at first, I was like, you know, I got to be the most militant brother inside nation building, and one of the most militant brothers inside the Nation of Islam. And the MGT one time were getting attacked by certain brothers, and I was trying to curse them out. I mean, I didn't give a flip. I will snap on them. And I know it's one person, and I want to say this while we're on air. Any believers out there, if I curse you out and called you out your name, or if I said anything that hurt your little feelings, please forgive your brother Rakim. I was only looking out for our nation. And since you're part of our nation, I was looking out for you too. I was just trying to warn you that I was going to get in that if you keep on doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Caesar, do we have anybody on the line that's called in?
We got a 318. I don't know what it is. I just cut their mic on.
Okay, 318.
Hey, I'm on the line. It's Stopcat, see?
Hey, Stopcat! Now, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something for a minute, because I know Top Cat got to go to bed soon. But let me tell y'all, it's so many people that really contribute to Blog Talk Radio. And I don't want to leave any stone unturned, and I don't want anyone to feel like I take them for granted. But I'm going to tell you something. This is Top Cat. We call him Top Cat. This is Mr. Everywhere. Anytime I've called this brother, I don't care what it's for, he has never turned me down. So for all that sweet love music and stuff that you hear, because, you know, Caesar got that hip-hop stuff going on, but when we hear the love music and stuff like that, that comes from Top Cat. Top Cat will, you know, send the music to Caesar and get it done, and he's just always been right there. He's always been a supporter, and I just want to tell you on the air, Top Cat, I thank you for just being who you are, because he has a beautiful spirit. He's a beautiful brother, and thank you for helping Nation Build and get to where we are today. And I want to say on behalf of all of the administrators that we love you and we thank you so much. But go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us about what you do.
Well, my name is Everett Webb. Everybody knows me as Top Cat. I'm the head of TopCatLive.com. It's an entertainment registry. We support and promote artists, businesses that utilize or promote the artists. So we catalog models, photographers, DJs like personalities, singers, rappers, anything. If it has to do with entertainment, then we take an interest in it. I met Gidget through Black Seeker. I'm happy about that. I really enjoy speaking with them and hearing the topic. And I wish the best to everybody involved with Gidget Building. That's about it.
Aww. Thank you, Top Cat. And you know, and this brother, he is wise beyond his years. So, you know, I really admire him, and he's such a businessman, so professional, such a gentleman, so courteous, so kind. And, you know, my mission is to get everybody married in 2012, and I just want Top Cat to know the clock is running out. Miss Tiff wants her ring, so stop playing. Top Cat, you gonna get married this year. I ain't playing with you.
Hold on. I want to say something to Mr. Everett Webb, a.k.a. Top Cat. Brother Top Cat, you know something? I still need to get those voice lessons from you, brother. I still got to get that from you. Don't think I forgot. And I got a brother, D. Knight.
Yes, sir.
You and this brother remind me of each other. I'm about to get voice lessons for both of y'all brothers. I just want to let y'all know that. You know, singing, talking, I mean, whatever. I gotta get my groove on.
Yes, sir.
I like going all right there, man.
Top Cat smooth now. They don't call him Top Cat for nothing. He's smooth.
I
like
the name.
Hey, listen, the name itself speaks volumes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Top Cat, so much. I really appreciate you so much, and I just can't thank you enough. So, you know, much love to you, brother. And I really appreciate you taking the time to call in. So if you want to hang out, hang out. If not, I know, because Top Cat go to bed like 9:10, you know, like on the dot every night. So
I'm on my way.
Well, good night to you, sir, and thank you, and we appreciate you so much.
All right, y'all holler back to me, okay?
All right, Top Cat, thank you.
Yes, sir, thank you, sir, thank you.
All right, then, y'all take it easy.
Yes, all
sir.
Right. Yes, sir. Okay, Caesar, is anybody else out there?
646. 646. Yes.
That's New York. New York City?
That's New York. New York, baby.
214.
That was.
Salam alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Walaikum salam. Is this brother Hakeem Rashid Shabazz? Oh. Is that who that is?
That would be me, formerly known as not known as Muhammad. Yes,
well, you know what?
This is
one of our successful marriages that I ain't gonna say it took place in Nation Builder, but he's one of our members that successfully got married this year. All praises due to Allah. I'm still saying congratulations. I'm still happy for you, brother Hakeem. I'm sorry, I can't do the Hakeem, brother Rashid. This is my little brother, y'all. I love you so much. What's going on, black man? Talk to us. What's going on? Tell us about how you got in the Nation Building and what's the experience been like for you.
Oh, praise you, Allah. I think, it's been a minute. I think I got in by Sister Merlin, was the one that put me into Nation Building. Been in numerous groups, very quick to remove myself from groups. But Nation Building was one of the ones, well, actually one of the only ones outside the Nation of Islam Association that I'm still remaining currently in. It's been a ball for me, sister. I mean, it's been a ball for me. It's not a whole lot to tell, you know, just getting a chance, you know, to make family right here with my little brother, Rakeem, and yourself, Sister Marilyn, Brother Derek, you know.
Yes, sir.
And always watching my big brother,
sir.
Jamil, as he give wisdom and drop science, you know, for all of us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, well, you know, Brother Rashid came into the group as a single man, so I'm just glad that you're a married man now, because that brother was determined to find him a wife. He found him a beautiful queen. We're going to send our love out. Shout out to Sister Patricia. Assalamu alaikum, queen, and we thank you for allowing... Brother Rashid, to call in for a minute.
I want
to
say something.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
I just want to say this right here real quick. I don't want to waste no time when I say this. Brother Rashid, I have not talked to you since you've been married, since you got married, bro. I hadn't talked to you, and I don't take it personal, brother. I would say this right here, brother. The only reason I had to talk to you because, brother, you're so determined to get a wife, and you accomplished that. I just didn't want to disturb the honeymoon, brother. So my question to you is the honeymoon over or is it still going on? You know, so
let me
call
this,
you, brother.
Let me say this to you, black man. Inshallah,
yes,
if it be God's will, the honeymoon never ends, beloved, because I'll do my best to try to keep it new every day. But
that's what I'm talking about. Go ahead, God.
But let me say this to you, brother, on a very, very, very serious note. As Sister Gidget and yourself just said, I was very determined. And I say to any brother that may be listening, I don't care how many sisters you may just have, you're just talking to. There's nothing like having a woman of God and having a wife. If a brother's single, I say to you today, and I petition you, brother, to prepare yourself and take on a wife, man, because I tell you, life as I knew it no longer exists. This is a new life. And I encourage brothers, man, to please take on a wife. There's no fun just having fun, but it's so much fun and success in having something that's a blessing as being a black woman. And I say that all with all sincerity to my brothers.
Yes, sir.
Well, we are happy for you, Brother Rashid, and we wish you and the Queen much success and many, many, many years and many, many, many babies from now, you know.
No, hold up,
come back and holler at us.
Wait a minute. Your brother ain't no funny chicken, because I've been around a few days. Now, no mini chicken, one time, just one.
Okay, I told you I want some nieces and nephews. I ain't playing with you, son.
Sister Gidget, if anybody knew how to talk about Brother Rakeem, that's Brother Rossi. Brother Rashid, Listen, I'm gonna tell you something. Brother Rashid kills me about. He has a photographic memory. This brother can tell me things I just said that I can't even remember.
Oh yeah, he has a recall like no other. Yeah. That's why you can't lie to him. You might as well just go and tell him the truth the first time, because he going to remember every lie you ever told. So just go and tell him the
truth.
Oh,
yes. Oh, yes. Rakim's,
hey, Brother Rakim. Can I ask you a question, Brother Rakim? And I'm going to say it like you would say it, dear brother. Hell
oh.
No, my honeymoon ain't over, brother.
Especially if she cooking bean soup like Mother Clara Muhammad, so he said on one of his posts, she cooking bean soup like that.
Crazy.
I'm surprised he even on Facebook at all.
Listen, sister got me at the plantation right now. I'm working right now, sister.
Oh, okay. Well, we thank you for calling in, Brother Rashid. I'm gonna start calling you Brother Hakeem one day, but it ain't going to be today. But, all right, well, if you can hang out. If not, you know, we love you. We're proud of you, and congratulations again on your nuptials, and may Allah continue to bless you. But we're going to move on. Okay, Caesar, is somebody else on the line?
Hold on for a second. Let me check.
Let's see. 216.
Cleveland,
Ohio. 216.
That's from Cleveland, Ohio. Brother Jamil would know.
Yes.
I got bros in different area codes. So.
That's what I'm saying, brother.
Okay. That's cool.
Huh?
We're cool. Go ahead and go.
Oh, okay. All right. So now I want to ask y'all, what is your fondest memory in nation building? I'm gonna start with Sister Marilyn.
Oh God.
Oh Lord, have mercy.
You okay? Rick, I didn't hit. Go, you said something. What was the question again? Because you went in and out.
What is your fondest memory of being in nation building?
I guess I can say, you know, as far as just, you know, when we have, you know, with the music and I think is you know, with, you know, family and I guess when we used to, you know, basically do like the you remember the birthday parties that we used to have. I think the first time when we had did something for you for your birthday and we had Brother Rasul was playing the music and I think you know, and with Brother Jamil coming in, you know, and I think I miss a lot of that, but it's just so many things that have happened, you know, throughout the years and stuff. I mean, you know, we can talk about so many things that, you know, we can, you know, remember and recall.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, Brother Jamil.
You know, it's funny. I thought you might come to me next, and the hardest thing is that my most pleasant memory of nation building was an unpleasant moment settled in a pleasant way. What I mean by that is that there was a misunderstanding among our members with someone who thought I had said something to them that was meant to insult them or harm them. And I was taken aback. And everybody in the founders and many of the members said, hey, this is a problem. We gave the person a chance to air their grievances. I had a chance to say what I thought, and there was a back and forth that was very healthy and very, very, I want to say very, very revelatory of the fact that the way of Muhammad is the way that works. And I'm not trying to proselytize or make anybody want to become a Muslim tonight. Yes, I am. But I want to
yes,
say,
you are. Go ahead.
Yes, but I want to say that the way that Muhammad taught Farrakhan is the way that works. If he told us how to hold a fork in our hand, we better hold it that way because it'll be the best thing for us. If he told us to put our seatbelts on, then we should click them up. If he told us to do this or that or the other, we should not do something opposite. We should do what he taught us. And that event told me and showed me that my brothers and sisters would not tolerate foolishness from me or anybody else, and that we were all brothers. And when we work it out in the end, we brothers and sisters, and we make our word our bond. So nation building is sincere about nation building. And I love that about this family. I love that about this group. You don't hear from each of us every day. Some of us are more consistent on Facebook. Sister Gidget is there. She's a presence. And you hear from her. Sometimes me and Brother Rakim be gone a long time. You wonder what happened to him. But then we pop up at the oddest moment. But this is the family that you have here at Nation Building, and that's been my most pleasant memory. So I'm glad that Sister Marilyn invited me to come. I'm really glad that she did that, and I'm glad that I got a chance to do and hear and see and learn the things that I've learned from each and every one of you. So that's been my best and most consistent memory, and I thank Allah for y'all. I really do.
Oh, there he go getting mushy. Okay, Brother Rasul.
Uh-oh. All right.
Uh-oh.
Well, I got to say, you know, I have plenty of fine memories in here, you know. But what I like the most, you know, is our fellowship, the topics of discussion, the good dialogue that we have, you know, our learning experiences from one another, you know, the different views we have on certain things, you know, especially my brother Will. My brother Will, I got to give a shout out to Brother Will Muhammad.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Shout out.
Yes, sir. That brother be on his job. I love that brother. And if he's listening, I just want to give him a special shout out. And that brother always keep it current. He's always posting. He's always, you know, bringing vital information, you know,
mm-hmm.
You know, he keep us on point. But
yes, he does.
My best experience, you know, was meeting and locking down with the administrators and, you know, and how we did and how we came together, you know, and how we pushed and how we drove and how we continue to, you know, come up with different plans to watch Nation Building grow, you know. And to me, you know, just the whole process, you know, was amazing. You know, I love it, you know, and I see the direction that we're going. And I just wanted to say, you know, let's just keep pushing, let's keep rising to the top, let's continue to do the work, and, you know, and represent the Nation of Islam, you know, in the manner that we're supposed to, you know. So because we are that light, we are that reflection. When they see us working, you know, and they see us driving, and they see us putting in, they see us, the determination, you know, that we put in, you know, into making this work, you know, then that causes others to want to come on in and, you know, be a part of that growth, you know. And that's my best and my most fondest time that I have in Nation Building, just watching the growth in it all, you know. I just want to make I just want to see everybody, you know, happy. I want to see everybody, you know, participating, you know. And I want to make our minister proud, you know, to see that we're aiding, you know, we're in the growth and bringing, you know, the Nation of Islam, you know, to the forefront, you know, with our values and our teachings. So that's what I want to say to you. Know, that's what I get out of it the most. And I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. All right, come on, Brother Rakim. Oh, Lord, brace yourself.
Here come the energy.
Yes, yeah, so Brother Rakim is going to represent the best of myself tonight. I'm not going to get all crazy and wild on you all tonight. I will say that my fondest, you see how intelligent and articulate that I'm talking right about now? I'm going to stay that way the rest of the show. my fondest memory is when I met all of you. That's my fondest memory.
Okay.
That's my fondest memory. Our first conference call, second conference call. I mean, that was my fondest memory. And one of my fondest memories, let me tell you one of my favorite memories. is when I was trying to get Sister Gidget to become an administrator. And she was like, I can't be an administrator because, you know, my mouth, you know, I got a hot temper and this and that, this and that, this and that. Little did she know she was talking to her twin soul. As a founder, I got probably the most foulest mouth out there. So little did she know that she was talking to a twin soul that had the same problem that she had, the same issues. So I told Sister Gidget, I said, Sister Gidget, I said, we need that. I said, I am the male version of yourself. I'm a male reflection of yourself. I said, Sister, it don't matter whether you got a foul mouth. I said, as long as you use it and in the right direction, and, you know, just point it in the right direction. Just don't curse me out. Just let me live. And I'm proud to say to this day, oh, I can't say I haven't been cursed out. She has cursed me out before. I'm sorry. I was about to say she didn't curse me out. I've never been cursed out. That's a lie. I take that back. Family?
I'm here. You got kind of quiet.
We dropped the loudmouth. I'm sorry. We dropped her. Hold on. Let me get her back. Hold on.
Oh, no.
That's why you guys don't hear nothing because the big mouth is gone. Let me call her back. Wow. Wow.
Think about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny.
But that's real. That's real. That's real, man. Let's see. She's not picking up. Let's see. Okay, let's see. I got the number right. Yeah, that's right. Trying to get.
Like I say, my fondest memory is you know, being able to dialogue with all of you, Brother Jamil, Brother Rasul, Sister Gidget, Sister Marilyn, and of course my cousin Caesar. That's one of my fondest memories. When I actually got a family member of mine to come into Nation Building and actually participate, and that is something that was not easy. Because a lot of my family members, oh, he's a Muslim. Something wrong with him.
No, sir. I don't think like that. I don't think like that, man. I'm not like
no,
that.
No, I know you don't. I know you don't feel like that. That's why I said that's one of my funniest memories. When you came in Nation Building and you just really just absorbed and you were already knowledgeable, but you just came in and you just fit right on in.
Yeah, I appreciate it, too. Everything that I've been through with you guys has been wonderful. It's all been a learning experience also. So I've been studying on my books. I'm still waiting for my books from you, man. I got to get those books from you. What's up? Can I get those
books? Oh, yes. I got to get you the message to the black man. As a matter of fact, I done gave away about 20, in my 20 years in the Nation of Islam, I done gave away about 20 messages to the black man. And yours is one that I know that would get read. I don't think the other 19 got read. I really don't. I went to one person's house. I'm not going to call their name. I went to their house, and the book was looked as new and untouched as it was when I first gave it to them. and that was amazing to me. Oh, check this out. I am not going to call my sister Big Mouth. You in trouble, Caesar. You in trouble because I know she probably heard you. She said, tell Caesar to call me. That's Sister Gidget. She said, call her.
I just called her like 4 or 5 times, but it's not going through to her phone. I don't know what the deal is, but it's not letting me through to her phone. I'm calling right now. Let me try to start this software over and see. Is that the problem?
I don't think it is, though.
What I could do, I could call her from my phone. I'm gonna try to hurt her from my phone.
Okay.
Hold on one second.
Okay.
I'll try that now.
Okay.
We got her. She's on the.
I'm here.
Yes, ma'am. We got you loud and clear.
What happened, man? What happened?
I don't know.
Wow.
What you mean, wow?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Sister Marilyn.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you there, Brother Jamil? Brother Jamil?
What's the area code, brother?
202.
202, I'm looking at him. He's still on.
Okay, Brother Rasul.
Hey, you know what? These guys might have their mute on. They might have the mute button on.
They might have it on mute.
Okay,
yeah.
And Brother Rasul. Brother Rasul,
right,
are you there?
I'll pray.
Okay, okay. My big brother, he's there.
Okay,
cool.
Well, you know what? When people are texting me, telling me they're trying to call in, they can't get in. Brother Vernon can't get in. He's a 410. My minister is trying to get in. He's a 832. Do you see any of them? Caesar.
Can
y'all
hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Trying to get through, too.
Is Angel trying to get through also?
Yes, I just got off the phone with her. She trying to get through, too.
Okay. I must say,
if they can hear us, hold on.
Regardless of the technical difficulties, I want to say this is a wonderful show tonight. It's a true definition of a family reunion.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
It really is.
And I really want to get Minister Robert on because I had something I really wanted to say to him. And he's been trying to call in.
Oh,
is Jamil still on the phone?
Brother Jamil is here somewhere. I think, something, I want to say Brother Jamil may have had a call on another line and he may have clicked over. It could have been something like that. So that's my assumption.
Because I tried to call in and I couldn't get through. Caesar.
Wow. You know something? He said something about starting the software over. That's probably what he's doing.
Caesar.
But I would not advise him to start the software over while we on the air.
Yeah, because it's going to cut everybody off.
Cut everybody off.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we might be cut off because Sister Marilyn, you on whose line? You on brother Rakeem's line?
Yes, ma'am.
You on my line, sister?
And I'm on your line too.
Oh, good Lord!
Because I called you and then you clicked me over.
Let me hang up and try to call Blog Talk back. Let me hang up.
You know something? Hold up. I know what I could do. I could call the show. Hold on. I think I can make this a conference call for real. Let me call the show, and Caesar's going to automatically hook us in. Hold on for a second.
Yeah, Brother Jamil said he lost audio.
Are we all here?
That there is a caller in queue.
Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Okay. Caesar.
Okay, we are here?
If we can get Caesar. Oh, wow. We got kicked off Blog Talk Radio.
Well, should we all hang up and try calling in again?
Hold up. Guess what?
Let me call Caesar. We're still on.
We're still on Blog Talk Radio.
Sister Marilyn just texted me and let me know she's been disconnected. Yeah, Sister Marilyn just texted me and let me know she's been disconnected.
Okay, let me get to Sister Marilyn. If the show is still going on, we must keep it going on. Brother Rasul, keep talking. I'll fix the call, Sister Marilyn. Keep talking. And we still on the air. I don't know what happened to our engineer. I don't know what happened to Brother Jamil. I don't know what happened to anyone, but if we're still on the air, we must keep it going.
Yes, sir.
To be on the safe side.
Yes, sir. I don't think we're all on the air, though, Brother Keith. I think we all right back in. That's what I had to do.
I see Blog Talk Radio still on my phone. And, you know, it's registered as being still connected.
That's Sister Marilyn right now. Hold on.
Okay. Wow. Oh, good Lord. Hello? Something has happened.
Nah, y'all still there.
Who is this, Brother Jamil?
No, sir.
Who is this?
Brother Richard.
Brother Richard. Okay, brother.
Yes, sir.
Well, brother, if you were still on here, assalamu alaikum, black man.
Assalamu alaikum, salam, sir.
Yes, sir. Brother, if you're still there, that means we're still on the air.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Ain't this something? So I wonder what happened to everybody else. Okay, brother. Yes, sir. So how you been, Brother Richard?
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think we're still on the air. We got to be still on the air. Brother Richard on the line. Because I didn't even know Brother Richard was here. What a pleasant surprise. And Brother Richard he's also a big part of Nation Building with the Tuesday night show, the Real FOI. And so, you know, we all here together, you know, just the family reunion show. Let me see where these other family members of ours at. This is Sister Marilyn right here. Okay, we got Sister Marilyn. We got Brother Richard Muhammad is on the line. It's Sister Marilyn. Sister Marilyn.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what's going on, but we're still connected to Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I mean, when I tried calling, there's a lot of static.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
And who else is on the line other than Brother Richard? Okay, I don't know who that is or what that is. Okay, Brother Rasul. Okay, Brother Richard, you're still there, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we got Brother Richard. Okay, Brother Jamil. Brother Caesar. Wow.
Is Sister Gidget on?
I don't hear Sister Gidget anywhere. And everybody out there, if you on the air, if you hear me, if you within the sound of my voice, We do apologize here at Nation Building Radio. We do apologize. It is obvious that we are having technical difficulties, which is actually messing up the show. But we do appreciate you for your patience and your time. We do appreciate you listening to the show. And we pray to Almighty God Allah that you are enjoying the show regardless of what's going on with the software. I think there is a problem with the software. On the line, we still have Sister Marilyn, and we still have Brother Richard. And so if we are still on the air, the show must keep going because I'm looking at the time. We still have about 45 minutes left. And these 45 minutes, we're going to try to push on with the 45 minutes that we do have left, regardless of the problems that we may have with the software. DJ Caesar, I don't know what happened to him, but I don't hear him. He's the engineer. Sister Gidget, Brother Jamil, they're not with us. Brother Rasul, is Brother Rasul on the line? No Brother Rasul? No Brother Rasul. Okay.
Brother Rakim, I think what's going on, I think we on another line because when I called Brother Rasul, he said he is on. So for some reason, it split everything up. So they actually we might not be on the show. They are on the show. We just on this on the other end.
You got some. You know something. You may be right because we got Brother Richard. Brother Richard's been on from the beginning, right, Brother Richard? Brother Richard? Brother Richard. Okay.
Brother Rakim, that's what's going on. Because Brother Rasul told me that he is on. For some reason, me and you not on.
Okay, sister.
I don't
let's
know
get...
what happened to Brother
okay.
Richard.
Okay, I'm going to hang up from this other end of the Blog Talk Radio show. And I'm stay on the line, sister. I'm gonna hang that up.
Okay.